Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Hello and welcome to a special edition of On Mic with Jordan Rich. Conversation is alive and well with creative people who have something to say and something to offer. Our summer travel plans took my wife and I to Europe and the Middle East. We started out in Portugal, had a wonderful time, and then moved on to Israel for a family celebration and a chance to explore much of the old city of Jerusalem. But what I wanted to shed a little light on involves a chance meeting in a very crowded pizzeria in Jerusalem. Families with kids, business people, the Orthodox, soldiers, tourists, everybody gathering, eating, talking, having a great time. Total serendipity, we found the only available seats at a table populated mostly by American veterans, all men of various ages who have seen combat. Turns out they were in Israel to participate in a program called Heroes to Heroes, an organization that provides spiritual healing and peer support for combat vets who have attempted suicide or are on a path of self-destruction due to moral injury and PTSD. They do so much for our veterans, and the Cornerstone program includes a 10-day journey to Israel, the Holy Land, which allows these veterans to better reconnect with their own faith to find forgiveness in an unashamed manner. After a few pleasantries, amidst the heat of the noonday Israeli sun, I asked some of the guys and the founder of Heroes to Heroes, Judy Isaacson Elias, for a quick chat about why they were in Israel, and I wanted to present their stories to you today. Again, we didn't have access to a studio. We were in the open market, lots of noise. So I ask you to bear with me and pay a bit more attention to the speakers. Their reflections and insight, so powerful. First up, Michael Irwin from Indiana, the quote-unquote oldest boy of the group that I met, trim and fit in his mid-70s. Mike is a longtime veteran who's seen a lot of action, and now he's in the promised land.
On a spiritual journey, I was lucky to be selected by the Heroes to Heroes Foundation to find some peace and some solution to moral injury and post-traumatic stress disorder.
I'm going to talk to the president or executive director of Heroes to Heroes about the organization, but what's impressed you about Israel? What's coming to mind when you just think about what you've experienced?
The energy, the people here, the development of the nation finally, and the spiritual enlightenment just by putting my hands on that Western Wall a few minutes ago. And getting baptized in the Jordan River a few days ago. I don't know how to describe it. And I'm raised Christian, but it doesn't make a bit of difference. It has just been a terrific spiritual introspective experience. And it's so inspirational to be here. I don't want to go home.
And one more question in terms of your service. I know you're very proud of, we're very proud of you. What message do you have for young people entering the military or thinking about it? What would you like to tell them?
There's nothing more important than serving your country. And if you want a great career, to travel, at the same time, have the ability to serve your country, think of the military. It's a wonderful opportunity. And I'm sure that's true for everybody here.
Thank you so much.
My father was wounded in World War II at the Battle of the Bulge. My uncle was wounded in Iwo Jima in the Second Wave. My grandfather was gassed at the Battle of the Argonne in World War I. So I come from a military history, and I inspire everyone to consider joining our military.
I moved over three or four tables to meet with Judy Isaacson Elias, the founder of Heroes to Heroes, who shares her own personal story of how she found her faith in Israel.
The reason we're here is all of the veterans we serve have attempted suicide due to moral injury. And moral injury is the shame and guilt brought home from war. And it's not talked about because it's the most difficult thing to deal with. And what we have is a one-year spiritual healing program where we focus on reconnection with God to find forgiveness. And a big challenge in many faiths is that there's no path to atonement. And so we use Old Testament principles to help people find that path to atonement so they can have a relationship with God. And rebuilding that relationship is the key to choosing life and fixing a soul. The men and women we work with have had soul-crushing injuries. The first thing that happens is they get severed their relationship with God. And about 80% of the veterans we serve, when surveyed, will say God wishes they were dead. They'll say, God wishes I was dead is the response. So our goal is to take them from that way of thinking to understanding that there is a path to repentance. Even Cain repented and was protected. So with that, we help them find that reconnection, that they can have a relationship, know that they can be forgiven, and get them to a point where they can accept forgiveness. So our program is in three phases. The first phase is learning about values. Are you living your values? How to live a life of purpose? The first 4 months is values and living a life of purpose and dealing with conflict risk because of values. The second phase is 4 months of spirituality that's kicked off by 10 days in Israel, where they physically reconnect. They start up in the Galilee, where they get baptized in the Jordan River. They're Christian. We are non-denominational, so we actually, on this journey, we have 25 veterans total. That includes a Muslim vet, a Jewish vet from the United States, and 3 Israeli vets who are also on the same journey. So the Christian veterans get baptized in the Jordan River. They walk wherever Jesus walked, and that goal is to connect them physically to bring it to spirituality. All the while, they're following a very strict curriculum that includes written work every night, exercises. They may have to one night write a letter to God. One night they're talking about how their values are connected to their spirituality. So the program is 12 months, and at the end of 12 months, they have a life plan that includes living their values, how they're going to, what action they're going to take with their spirituality, whether they're going back to church, synagogue, mosque, how they're going to live their lives in whatever faith they're in and keep it with them on a daily basis, and what they're going to do for the rest of their lives.
Anecdotally, having just met 2 of the guys, they are quite impressed with the experience so far in that they are moved spiritually and emotionally, and they're in the transition process of coming to terms with all this through this program. Can you talk about results though over the years and you've noticed?
We have had, this is about 400 veterans go through the program, and we actually had a long-term study done on just the 10 days in Israel, and the outcomes of that study were that our organization and what we're doing is the most effective way to heal from the wounds of moral injury. And that study was published in Psychological Services in April, one of the most prestigious psychology industry magazines or research, I guess it's some kind of research conglomerate, that, right. You know, aggregator, and so that was published back in April, and a long-term study is continuing. We're going to study the entire 12 months.
And what about the Israeli side of things? Are they taking an approach just in general in terms of their forces, who, of course, everyone has to be in the military for the most part?
They're a little bit further behind than we are.
Really?
And we are actually going to open up Heroes to Heroes Israel, because there's a tremendous need in the IDF for sometimes a first time reconnection with God and understanding what's going on with losing that God foundation. And many of the IDF soldiers and veterans are not observant, are very secular, do not know about their roots, don't know who they are. So it's very helpful to them to start understanding who they are, and that maybe the connection to God will be a huge help. So they've asked to have the program brought to Israel.
Excellent.
So I'm actually part of the reason why I'm here is to get the paperwork done to build it.
And let me ask one more question. Why you? Why this project? Why? What drew you to this?
My father was a World War II vet. Second Day Normandy, Battle of the Bulge, liberated a concentration camp. When he enlisted, he did not mark that he was Jewish because he wanted to go fight Hitler. He didn't want them to send him to the Eastern Front. And he had major issues, never talked about it. He came home physically, but not emotionally. And a lot of people, when they remember their parents, you know, they'll say to me, oh, I remember his laugh. I don't remember my father ever laughing. And I knew things were tough when I was 16. I had had it. I basically ran away. And my parents asked me if I would go to Israel. My father said, please go. And I didn't want to go. I didn't want any part of Judaism. I didn't want any part of Israel. And my father said, please, for me. And I just, at that moment, how could I say no to my dad? Even though I couldn't live with them, I couldn't deal with my family.
Life-changing moment for you to do it.
When I came to Israel, I didn't want to go to the hotel, to the Western Wall. I felt like I didn't deserve it. I shouldn't be there. Friends insisted I go. When I went, they dragged me there. When I put my hand on the wall, it changed my life.
As it does for many.
Yes. So I needed to figure out what was going on. I came home, started keeping kosher in and out of the house. I started, and it took me to a journey where I raised my sons in a modern Orthodox community, and they went to yeshiva. My grandkids are going to yeshiva. And I was invited to Walter Reed to meet our soldiers. And what I saw shocked me, and I knew I had to do something. And I thought back to the time when I was 16, how Israel saved my life. And I thought, what if Israel saved theirs? What if they can get to know Israelis, get to know Judaism, get to know what we do, and get to know God? Would they feel whole again? And since then, over 400 veterans have gone through the program. We have a waiting list of over 600.
Congratulations on stepping up and being a warrior in your own way. Thank you so much. And we're going to publicize this organization and let more people know about it.
Thank you so much.
Another proud veteran, John McCool, who hails from Philadelphia, was happy to talk with us about his experience with Heroes to Heroes as well.
So tell us a little bit about the experience. What brings you to Israel right now?
I was selected out of over 700 applicants to come to Israel to work on healing moral injury. All of us are combat veterans, and we've taken lives in the service of our country, and some of us haven't processed it correctly. So it helps us work on PTSD, TBI. We do groups at night with the other guys. We're able to share stories and process through some traumas.
And of course, you're commingling with Israeli defense, Israeli heroes who, like anybody else, suffer the same issues when they're in the middle of a war zone.
Right. Our Israeli soldiers are with us the same way, and they're getting a lot of benefits from it because typically men in this kind of environment don't talk about their feelings or the problems they're having at home. So when you put a group together, no matter where they're from, we have the same thing. The guys start opening up, and another guy opens up, and before you know it, like, you got these hard men of life crying, hugging.
Is there something about Israel that's even more conducive to opening up? I mean, the fact that it's the spiritual Mecca and capital of the world, does that help in this process, do you think?
I think it definitely plays a part because the founder of Heroes of Heroes, she came here and found their religion again. And so that was her thinking behind it. She'll tell you more about that. But for me, I had nothing. Like, even just life itself. Well, I have everything I want, great family, money, great career, but nothing was like satisfying.
What's been the most surprising thing about Israel in this trip of yours?
Everything's within like 100 yards of each other. The Rock of the Dome, the wall, everything. It's like everything's right on top of each other. It's insane. And then you hear, like, you watch the news and you're almost afraid to come. And then you come here and you're like, I should have came here long ago. I didn't expect, like, to care too much about the baptism. We got baptized by Jordan. I mean, when they first told me about it, I was like, I'm not doing that. But then we all got baptized. We swam across. They were hanging out. We came here. We prayed. Put notes in the wall. Like, and it's stuff that we're working through in classes at night to heal. So we made little notes. We planted trees. Went up to the forest. So that was very emotional. That was crazy.
We just serendipitously sat down to have a slice of pizza in this market in Jerusalem and ran into you guys. There's something in Yiddish or Jewish, a word called Basherk, which means it was meant to be. I have a feeling this was meant to be. What message do you have for fellow soldiers and sailors and Marines who are dealing with the stress of war? Because it's out of control and we feel for our veterans so much. What would you like to tell them?
You can't stay in your room or in your house or in your circle. You have to leave. Go out and ask for help. You have to reach out. You have to talk to people. You have to build your own network. You can't do it from your home. And so that's part of this trip as you leave. And it's like a hard trip to get here. We're up for like 2 days straight. Being alone is what gets you. Being in your circle. So for me, after 3 years of building my business and my family, I had everything I wanted. But like everything was empty. I didn't have anything. So leaving is making me appreciate my wife. My wife's giving me homework at night when we talk. My son's like, yeah, no one's yelling here. It's like, great. So when I go home, I got to not yell. I got to be calm.
Well, you said no one's yelling here. You can hear the cacophony behind us. But that's the sound of life in Israel. Everything is noisy.
It's like family playing, kids playing on their phone.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Finally, I met with Pierre Larkin from Virginia, who's dedicated his life work to helping fellow vets. And he's actually now a coach with Heroes to Heroes, part of this exciting, meaningful, and spiritual mission to Israel.
You have a rather unique service record in that you've served in three branches, is that right?
That is correct.
And which one didn't you serve in?
The Navy. The Navy is not a branch.
Okay. I'll let that one alone. I'll leave that alone.
Yeah, I got a ton of jokes for that.
I've been talking with other of your colleagues and friends and fellow warriors, and it's quite moving to hear your stories. But what's been the experience so far for you in this 10-day trip to Israel? What's it been like?
Well, this is my second time over here. This time I'm coming over here as a team lead or a coach. And the first time that I came over here, there's always some kind of spiritual connection when you come to this holy place and you see the people. But it's not just the place, it's the way that it generates the energy that comes from all the movement that's going on, from all the people from various religious backgrounds. Because when you come to Israel, you realize it's not just Jewish people here, there are Muslims here as well. And the interactions with each other outside of what the normal nuances that people like to publicize, it's not happening.
That's definitely the case. Being in the news media, quote unquote, I can tell you, it ain't nothing like you hear about. Only the screaming headlines make the headlines. But tell me a little bit, without going into great detail, I don't need to get too personal, about what brought you to the Heroes to Heroes program ultimately, and what you experienced in a general sense as a warrior.
Heroes to Heroes' main mission is to help heal moral injury that happens when you're in combat. I was in a place that was probably where I didn't like people. I didn't like myself. I was angry all the time. I had combat PTSD, was dealing with it. And the opportunity came and I applied and I got selected. So there's a selection process. And the experience of coming over here and being exposed to this land kind of changed my life. It kind of helped me understand a better way at resolving conflict and just accepting that God was a priority in my life, and healing that relationship was monumental.
You know what's so interesting about that is people talk about the Middle East being the cauldron of hate and violence, and it's a place where people come often, even non-military people come to find solace, find peace, and you did find some of that.
And I continue to support the program because I think that other people need to come here and feel the energy that's here.
How important is the first step, which is admitting you need to seek help maybe from a higher source?
That's paramount. It's paramount to any existence on this planet to understand that your relationship with the Almighty, be whatever you believe, Yahweh, Yusuf, Allah, Jehovah, if you don't have a relationship with God, you're all going to be eternally lost. So having that relationship with God is paramount to healing. So.
And how has it changed your life stateside and anywhere you are these days? I mean, this it sounds like platitudes when other people talk about it, but I'm talking to a guy who's been there.
For
what's different about life thanks to this experience?
For me, this experience taught me humility and grace. Those are two words I that resound in my life in everything that I do. I was a person with my combat PTSD. I would fly 0 to 100 immediately. This just really taught me grace and to pause before reacting.
Yeah, we were talking earlier about repentance with Judy, the founder, and the idea that you can actually be forgiven for something that seems unforgivable at the time. And we wear on ourselves, we eat ourselves alive with fear and anger at what we did and how we did it. But this offers you a chance to do it. Now tell me about your coaching. How does that work?
Well, personally, I have a business that I partner with a PhD psychologist, Maya Deskins, and it's called Aurora Psychological Services out of Virginia. One of the things that I do in life coaching, I use the Myers-Briggs as a tool in the bridge, the gateway to have a better understanding of who I'm dealing with. And we use recreational therapy in a way to kind of bridge that gap, overcoming fears, overcoming objections, overcoming anything that may be a roadblock into them going to the next step of recovery. Because with recovery and any kind of healing, the first thing is, like you said, you have to admit that you have a problem.
You have to admit it.
A problem. Yes.
So that's great that you put your needs into a service for others, service for other guys. And before we let you go, you had a podcast or you have one? What's the story?
I had one. I had a podcast, and I'll send it to you. It's called Warrior Voices. I may get back on and start doing it again. And I just used the tools that I learned over the 32 years that I was in the service to kind of help people understand. It was more for the dependents and the families and the warriors than just for the warriors. Because people may be dealing with someone who may have PTSD and ready to quit because they're frustrated. But it kind of gave them an insight of what their warrior may be going through, and to remind the warrior that those people that we may be striking out with may be the same reason that we're going through what we're going through.
Yeah, so, and you know, I think all of us can take a lesson because we're all human.
Yes.
We all face various traumas in our lives, not to the extent that you have on the battlefield, but it's a great, great program. Well, listen, thank you so much.
Thank you.
To the other veterans on the trip that we met, including Israeli soldiers, we have the deepest appreciation and respect and empathy for what you've gone through, and relief and happiness that these men and others are discovering life again and getting a second chance. Now please, if you'd like to find out more about the program, visit heroes2heroes.org. There you'll see a posting telling us that over 700 veterans await our help. Support is the difference between life and death, and you'll have a chance to donate. Eretz Yisrael. In a land beset by violence and strife, more good things happen every day. For more about this podcast and what we're all about, visit jordanrich.com. And thank you for subscribing, downloading, rating, and reviewing the podcast. We really appreciate it. Till next time, JR reminding you to be well so you can do good. Take care and shalom.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save big money.